7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Howdy, Croc Nation. Dr. Tommy and Ellie here with you. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin, on the other side of the computer glass. Angel, how are you, my friend? It's been 2 weeks.
It has, and it's been fun, exciting, and you know, I cannot believe we are in December, and let the countdown begin, my friend.
How many shopping days until you get my Christmas gift, my friend?
I already got it.
All right, there you go. There you go. I have to tell you, Angel, what a nice, pleasant gift you gave me to take the week off. And now we are going to continue on another serious topic. The last time we spoke, the last podcast, we spoke to our survivors about what would you think if we did something differently? Would our life have turned out differently had we done something? Instead of making a certain decision, we made that decision. I think we called it what if. What if, what if, what could, what should, what would have been had we done a different task or taken a different road, the road less traveled, the road more traveled. And we're going to kind of go on with that line of logic, that line of thought. And we're going to talk about things very deep. What do you think? You feel like going philosophical this week there, Mr. Angel?
I am ready to go.
So what actually, Angel, is the meaning of life to you? Do you believe that our human values and our ethics are baseless or unnecessary, or do you feel that there's value to them? Do you feel that our life has meaning, or do you feel that our life is pointless? Do you feel that our knowledge of the things that are really important, what happens to us after we die, do you believe that this knowledge is impossible to obtain? Or do you believe that we can see some of the things that are vexing our human brains, the thought of faith, the thought of belief, the thought of the hereafter? Do we believe that the entities that we believe in our society, in our human principles and social institutions, do you believe that they really exist at all? Or do you believe that they're arbitrary, untrue? Or do you think that there is power to our humanness and our institutions and our socialism? Do you believe that your doctors are looking at you, our survivors? Do you believe they look at you and they believe in you, or that they don't believe in you? Do you believe that they've given up on you? These are all the things we're going to talk about today, Angel. What do you think?
I'm excited. I think that's a lot of questions there. My head is spinning right now.
And well, it should be. So I always like to start the podcast with personal experiences, and I have two. There's a doctor that I admire very, very much, and I know him for decades, and I don't want to mention his name. But there is a quality about him that I've never agreed with and has always rubbed me the wrong way. And that's the feeling that, you know, what's the point, you know? We have many patients that we see that are at the end of the line, or they have metastatic disease, or they're doing poorly and their condition is beginning to take a turn for the worst. And, you know, I always try to be optimistic, and I always try to look at the bright side, and he's always looking at the negative side, and he's always, you know, okay, already, enough is enough, blah, 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 you know, the whole thing. And there's a lot of negativism, and sometimes it's appropriate and sometimes it's not. And I think over the years, you know, I've kind of called him on it, and, you know, we've had discussions about it, but, you know, it is something that has always irked me. And I think that a lot of our survivors will feel the same way. They'll feel that a lot of times their doctors or their caretakers, caregivers, are not believing in them and have given up on them already. And I actually had an experience, Angel, about 2 or 3 weeks ago when I was called for a consult with a psychiatric patient who didn't have the capacity to really make decisions on their own behalf. And they had very extensive cancer, and I was called in to offer an opinion. And I think that my first instinct was, okay, well, this person has this extensive cancer. It's in their brain. It's in their lungs. And what's really the point? Again, the point of our podcast today is, what is the point? Should we do anything? Should we advocate for this patient? And try to find out, try to listen to see what it is that they didn't want or what they did want. And as it turns out, this patient didn't want anything. And I thought to myself, you know, shame on me for holding that position, because a lot of times we have a belief from an instinct, or we have a belief, our first blush, we call it, as far as we look at something and we see it one way. And then another practitioner was called to do a consult on the same patient. And not that they didn't agree with me, that certainly the circumstances were dire and that patient, probably wasn't going to do well. But they did mention a couple of things that I didn't think about. There are always other considerations that we may not think about. So that we call the term nihilism. That nihilism is, what is the point? What is really the purpose? Do we really even exist? Or if we do exist, do we have any sort of meaning, or do we have any sort of, you know, any principles that we should really put stock in? And that moment kind of crystallized within me a necessity to do a podcast. And then that movie we were mentioning last week about Everything Everywhere All at Once really sort of struck home with me. And it was just such a great movie. And we talked last week again, would have, should have, could have. And then we're going to continue it today with What's the Point? So it's really a continuation of this philosophical existentialism, philosophical nihilism, and really therapeutic nihilism, which is really the whole point of what I'm trying to get to help our survivors, because what do they really care about? Many of them won't really care. Many of you won't care about, you know, the purposes of life or nihilism. But when it comes to your healthcare, therapeutic nihilism, which is when your doctors don't believe in you, that's something that really you should know about. So that's the whole point of today's podcast. Angels, your thoughts so far?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we're right on the head with everything. The fact that we are able to piggyback off of last week's episode also puts us in a better perspective as to the importance of where we are and where we're headed in all attributes.
Yeah. And you know, what's really interesting about when, you know, read a little bit about a philosophy of nihilism and the philosophy of existentialism, actually Buddha back in 530 something BC was actually called a nihilist, and it was really incorrect, because it wasn't that he felt life was pointless. He felt that there was actually the necessity to attain this station in life where you are without pain. There's cessation of pain and cessation of suffering, and it's called nirvana. And the way he reached nirvana was to really impart within himself, and not just, you know, in his mind, but his body and his mind and his soul and his entire being, really felt a non-attachment and non-possession. So people were thinking, well, Buddha is expressing this nihilism, that really, what's the point to anything? But it's really not that. He was really preaching this non-attachment rather than this non-belief. If anyone believed in the human spirit and the necessity to try to help others not suffer, there's a big difference between that and being a nihilist and just not caring, because nihilists really do question even the value of our ethics and what we believe in, and our faith and our spiritual connection and our interconnectedness between us, between all of us. I mean, you and I, Angel, have a very special connection, and our survivors, hopefully what we try to endear on them or try to give them is a connection to our podcasts, so they feel that they're safe and they're protected and there's somebody caring about them and someone who goes above and beyond to give them information and give them tools to get through their daily lives. And again, I've always said that the cancer survivor has the advantage, and we did talk about this in our Thanksgiving episode, where cancer can be a gift and it's something to be thankful for. That thankfulness, that gift, that paradoxical gift that we spoke of several weeks ago, was that ability to see through all of the fakeness and all of our denials and all of the things that we're completely in. We have our heads in the sand, people who don't have cancer, because all of those important questions of what happens to us when we die, are we going to die? What's going to happen? And, you know, is life really worth living, or is life really, you know, what's the point to life? That all those questions that we push far back in the back of our brains have, you know, come right into the forefront for our survivors. So again, this cessation of pain and suffering from the Buddha's point of view is much different than people who become nihilists and really don't care. But there is an area in philosophy where you can be a nihilist or an existentialist, and that can be healthy. And that's because it's not that you're giving up on your existence, or you're giving up on your life, or giving up on trying to connect with other people. What you're doing is you're actually recognizing the fact that we don't have the answer to these important questions, and being okay with that, meaning being okay with the potential that this is all there is, or being okay with the potential that when we close our eyes on that last day, that there may not be something on the other side, and that we might just be in nothingness. And being able to live your best life and being good, and still having that necessity to help others, despite that belief, you know, which you and I don't share, but that belief that there is nothing at the end of the rainbow. Angel, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I've always believed that, you know, our reason for being here is there's a purpose, you know. It's hard to say that line too at the same token, because we will get here, and some of us will have something personal happen to us, or whether you, maybe you'll have cancer or you'll have a disease, and you wonder, well, how can that be my purpose to get sick? But really, the question is what you do with that, and how you overcome. You become an inspiration to many others. And I think that that's key. And I think that's what we try to bring out here on each and every episode.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I want to tell you that, getting back to those who are believers and those who aren't, there is no right answer. There's no wrong answer. I think the coincidences is what really draws me more toward the side of having faith and belief, because there are too many coincidences in life to really be able to explain them scientifically, or even in some sort of way that makes any kind of sense. So the big question, which makes no sense, is then fully then answered by the fact that everything else sort of doesn't make sense either, but it does make sense at the end of the day with all the coincidences. And to end our podcast, we'll talk about the heroine of that movie, and I'm hoping you guys will see this movie. Her name is Evelyn. She is at war with a character in the movie that has really given up, and feels that her conclusion is that the infinite chaos of the multiverse means that there's no reason to connect or continue to exist. And the I guess you would call it the bad guy, or the villain of the movie, manifests this nihilism by creating this black hole. This everything bagel, it's kind of a funny metaphor, but an everything bagel is a black hole in which she wants to destroy herself and destroy the entire universe. And it happens that the hero is her mother, and Evelyn is initially persuaded to the way of nihilism and basically walking toward the everything bagel to destroy herself and destroy the universe. However, her logic is taken over by positivity, and she chooses positivity, and she just chooses kindness and love and the value of human relationships and choice, you know, over that nihilism. And then, you know, the movie ends in a very happy way. And I think that that's going to be our lesson for today, Angel, is we're going to try to, you know, move forward in the way that Evelyn, the way of Evelyn, the positivity over negativity, our humanism over nihilism, our spirit over nothingness, our love over indifference, and our kindness over ambivalence. And I just want to say to our survivors, God bless you. You guys are heroes. You're brave. You're worthy. And we want you, Angel and I, the entire Croc Nation, our entire board of directors and everyone involved in our organization, we want you to demand that your practitioners don't give up on you. We want you to demand that they don't look at you as just a compartmentalized person dying of cancer. We want them to look at you as a whole person, not like a surgeon who, you know, isolates a certain part of the body to do their operations and they can't really see past that sterile area. They don't see that person. They see a piece of meat. They see a piece of tissue that right. they're working on. And we want you guys to demand that you're not that. You're much more than that. You're a whole person. And we want you to make sure that you demand, even if everything looks like it's going not well, and even if every, you know, molecule in your body, you know, appears that everything is hopeless, there is never such a thing as hopelessness, even in your last breath. And I think that nihilism should be denied, and I think your humanism should be embraced. Angel?
I totally agree, and especially with the holiday season, just remember that no one truly has the power to change who you are. You were put on this earth for a reason, and you have a bigger gift than you will ever, ever receive on this holiday. You have the gift of being here and presenting yourself to the world, whether that is by using your gift of talent, your ability to speak, ability to sing. There is something here inside of you. Let that out so that others can reap that treasure.
Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. Thank you, my dear friend, for another wonderful podcast and opportunity to help our survivors. Rod Freeman, Small Biz Up. Thank you, Rod, for always being there for us, being there for our survivors. We really appreciate you. Our board of directors, we get a chance to eat dinner with you next week. We have our end of year meeting. Can't wait to dig into some really cool broccoli and cornbread and whatever. And Angel, you're going to have a great meal, I'm sure. Can't wait to see you, my dear friend. And of course, my friend Mikey John Benzea and Charlotte Larson, thank you for your support and your belief in us. And of course, you guys out there, every week we look at you and we're so happy that you come to our podcast and you let us maybe take a bit of the burden off of your journey. Let us give you information to help you in your journey and in your struggles. And hopefully there is a small piece of information that might inspire you and may help you get through the next day, the next week, the next year, the next scan, the next blood test, the next doctor's visit. You guys are very important to us. You guys are the most important thing to us. And we wish you, like we wish you every week, a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. God be with you. God serve you. God adore you. Peace.